This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. By Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. And by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Need steel for a future project or repair? Hawkeye Steel carries a wide variety of carbon steel products like angles, channels, tubing, and more. Everything for a metal building is in stock, like panels, beams, and screws. Metal panels and common links are in stock, while custom links in a variety of colors can be ordered. Visit them at the intersection of Illinois 138 and I-55 in White City, or call 866-999-7880. Hawkeye Steel. Build it to last. Build it with steel.
Farmers are discovering crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois is a good fit for their farming operation. Albert Thompson of Perry County, Illinois, explains why he chose Farm Credit.
I took crop insurance out through Farm Credit Services, and they explained the programs well to me. I have no problem getting served well on claims and kept the wheels spinning in some rough, difficult times.
There's peace of mind in knowing your revenue is secure during volatile years.
I hear the statement from people that can't afford crop insurance. I can't afford not to have it. Because when we go into planting a crop in the spring, I know the minimum amount of revenue I'm going to have at the end of the year. That's something I never had without it.
Crop insurance provides farmers the flexibility needed to meet the demands of today's farming operations.
I can't imagine farming without crop insurance. As much capital is involved today, I'd have to reevaluate everything I did.
Call us at 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer in Litchfield, is your one-stop shop for equipment. Firestone truck and passenger tires, wheel alignments, shocks, struts, suspension, and steering repairs. Mike Taylor and the experienced staff will diagnose the problem and make the necessary repairs using quality chassis parts. Plus, Taylor Tire and Auto can complete the job with an accurate wheel alignment to original factory specifications. Taylor Tire and Auto, your Firestone tire dealer at the west end of Tyler Street in Litchfield.
10 minutes after 6 in farm news on this Friday morning, the overnight crude oil market, $1.20 lower at $91.72. The Brent crude, $1.40 lower at $110.74. The February gold contract, $41.90 lower at $1,632.70. The U.S. dollar index, 0.422 higher at 80.804. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat trading at 7.53¾, down 1¾. May wheat trading at 7.63¼, down 1½. March corn trading at 6.87½, down 1¾. May corn trading at 6.89¾, down 1¼. January soybeans trading at 14.06¾, up 3¾. March beans trading at 13.89½, now trading at 13.89¼, up 2¾. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat ended the day at 7.55½, up 0¼. May wheat ended at 7.64¾, down 1½. July wheat ended at 7.71¼, down 1¾. March corn yesterday ended at 6.89¼, down 1½. May corn ended at 6.91, down 2½. July corn ended at 6.86½, down 4¼. January soybeans yesterday ended at 14.03, down 2½. March beans ended at 13.86½, down 5¾. May beans ended at 13.78¼, down 6. January soybean meal yesterday ended at 405.60, down 15. March meal, 404.20, down 15. May meal ended the day at 398.40, down 6. January soybean oil yesterday ended at 50.21, down 31. March oil ended at 50.70, down 35. May oil ended at 51.11, down 38. March oats yesterday ended at 337¾, up 2¼. May oats ended at 345, up 2¼. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Thursday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Country Grain prices were mostly lower on Thursday afternoon. Soybean futures were weakened by another cancellation of U.S. soybeans by China. Today, another sale of 315,000 tons of U.S. soybeans were canceled. In northern and western Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mixed at 670 to 682, while soybean bids were mostly 4 to 8 lower at 1361 to 1385. In central Illinois, Country Grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 1 to 3 cents lower at 682 to 699, and soybeans fell by 6 to 8 cents at 1384 to 1401. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed at 670 to 709. Soybeans fell 3 to 6 cents at 1404 to 1420, while the wheat bids ended mixed on Thursday at 744 to 760. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed on Thursday, ranging from 1411 to 1424, while basis ended 5 to 8 cents stronger, ranging from 25 to 38 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis dropped $2.50 to $4.50 per ton, ranging from $4.20.60 to $4.28.60. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids fell 2 cents at $6.93 to $7.04, with basis ending steady at $4 to $15 over the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids 2 to 3 cents weaker at $6.74 to $6.75, with basis steady to 1 cent lower, ranging from $15 to $14 under the March. Soybeans ended 1 to 4 cents lower today at $14.16 to $14.23, with basis up 2 to 5 cents at $30 to $37 over the March. New crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery ended mixed on Thursday at $7.29 to $7.46, with basis steady to 5 cents stronger at $42 to $25 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids mixed at $6.63 to $6.64. These same elevators placed their soybean prices mixed with quotations at $14.32 to $14.50. Soft red winter wheat gained 16 cents in St. Louis today at $7.60 to $7.61, and the Milo ended a penny stronger at $6.53 to $6.54. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevators to producers, new crop corn, $5.42 up to $5.59. New crop soybean bids at $12.41 to $12.57. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $5.47 up to $5.64. New crop bean bids at $12.50 to $12.65. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from $5.34 up to $5.78. New crop bean bids at $12.37 to $12.62. And the new crop wheat bids in southern Illinois, those range from $7.19 up to $7.41. That is our Country Grain Report for Thursday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday. February hogs ended the day at 86.40, up 22. April hogs ended at 90.17, up 92. May hogs ended at 96.97, up 112. February cattle yesterday ended at 133.85, up $1.47. April cattle ended at 137.32, up 115. June cattle ended at 132.12, up 92. January feeder cattle yesterday ended the day at 152.35, up 115. March feeders 154.90, up a dollar, and April feeders 157.17, up 77. The cash livestock market report is not available to us on this Friday morning. The spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from yesterday for butter, 149.5 unchanged. For block cheese, 176 unchanged. For barrel cheese, 173 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk ending on Thursday, 1806. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, 687. For February, 683. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, 682. And for February, 683. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, 1409. For February, 1394. And wheat delivered to Scottville for January, 730. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $6.87, corn at Scottville, $6.82, Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, 1409, and wheat at Scottville, 730. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday morning. Brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Hawkeye Steel at the intersection of Route 138 and I-55 in White City. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area at 18 minutes after 6. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Ready to improve your farm's operating efficiency? Talk to FS about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service Company will provide you with an integrated system of agronomic products and services, placing the latest innovations of precision farming technology at your fingertips. And with expert analysis and recommendations, the process of decision-making becomes a lot easier. Discover how FS can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today and find out why FS is your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, your natural resource.
Across mid-Illinois for your Friday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 30s and light southwest winds. Tonight, clear skies, low temperatures in the low 20s. For tomorrow, Saturday, becoming cloudy, high temperatures in the upper 30s. And your extended forecast for Sunday through Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 20s, highs in the mid to the upper 30s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, our temperature 17 degrees under mostly clear skies. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center in Loudoun provides producers with market access and insights for their success. Their high-speed rail shuttle in Loudoun enables them to provide a good market for your crop. That's why they're currently accepting aflatoxin corn up to 150 parts per billion. This corn is for sale to the Southwest Cattle Feeder Market. Call CHS in Loudoun at 1-800-546-9023 for all your marketing needs. Talk with Andrew Peluska or Jenny Gibbs for current prices and forward contract prices.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Envirofoam of America. In our farm news today, Kansas Senator Pat Roberts will not serve as ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee in the 113th Congress. Mississippi's Thad Cochran will assert his authority and become ranking member. In a statement released Thursday, Senator Roberts said Senator Cochran has his full support. Even so, Senator Roberts says he will remain a strong and vocal champion for agriculture as a senior member of the committee. Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow said she looks forward to working with Cochran, stating they've had a great working relationship over the years. The Hagstrom Report notes that Senator Cochran's ascension to ranking member means the commodity title of the farm bill will likely look different than that passed by the Senate last year. Severe disappointment is how National Corn Growers Association President Pam Johnson described her feelings about the farm bill extension passed by Congress as part of the fiscal cliff deal, but she is hopeful the new year will bring a new attitude in Congress.
We don't support an extension of the 2008 farm bill. We worked very hard to see reform come to that, and we don't approve of direct payments or extending those direct payments. We didn't ask for them. We don't want them. That being said, we know where we are now. It's a new Congress, the 113th Congress. We're more than willing to come back to the table and sit down and work with those leaders so that we can get a five-year comprehensive farm bill.
Ms. Johnson says the National Corn Growers Association is pleased with the estate tax provisions in the fiscal cliff package, which includes a 40% rate on estates valued at more than $5 million, up from the previous 35% rate, but far less than the 55% top rate on $1 million estates that were scheduled to become permanent.
That is a huge deal for farm families. Most of the equity that we worked so hard for over our lifetime goes right back into improving the farm and improving it for the next generation. And so with the high prices we're having right now, which in turn lead to a higher valuation of everything that we own, whether it's the land, the building, and the machinery, we're at a point right now where it doesn't take a very large size farm to be able to have to be concerned about not being able to pass that down to the next generation.
That was National Corn Growers Association President Pam Johnson. We have the cost of production report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture. We join Jerry Milberg.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with the Illinois Production Cost Report as of Thursday, January the 3rd. First of all, anhydrous ammonia this week ranged from $8.75 up to $900 a ton, an average price of $8.8715. That is 39 cents per ton lower. Urea, $46.00, range from $5.15 up to $5.70, an average price per ton of $5.3817. That's unchanged from our report 2 weeks ago. Liquid 28% nitrogen at $3.50 up to $400 a ton, an average of $3.7945. That's down $5.43 per ton. Diammonium phosphate, $5.75 up to $6.48 per ton, an average of $6.1483. That's down $1.25 a ton. Monoammonium phosphate, $6.20 up to $6.81, an average price of $6.4920, down $4.80 a ton. Potash range from $5.40 up to $6.27 per ton, an average of $5.7938, that's down $4.96 a ton. And the farm-delivered diesel fuel in 1,000-gallon lots, that range from $3.47 up to $3.56 per gallon, an average of $3.53, that is 4 cents lower per gallon. That concludes our Illinois Production Cost Report for Thursday, January the 3rd. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Producers thinking about cover crops for 2013 can learn more at a conference later this month in Decatur. And with more, we join Tricia Braid.
If you've been thinking about adding a cover crop to your farm in 2013, the Illinois Soil and Water Conservation Service has a meeting coming up in Decatur, Illinois on January 29th and 30th. That you may want to attend. Illinois Cover Crops, Practical Strategies for Your Farm is the name of the meeting, and Mike Plummer, a former University of Illinois Extension Specialist and researcher specializing in nutrient management, is on the agenda. Plummer and his colleagues will lead a discussion called Cover Crops 101.
I think any farmer that has an interest in cover crops or has been reading about them in all the ag press and not sure if he knows how to manage them or if he's even not sure if he wants to try them or not. It's a good broad-spectrum conference. We'll go into detail from the beginning, and we will also have sessions and concurrent sessions that will go into real advanced levels on showing people how to use combinations of cover crops for the most yield benefit. Cover Crops 101 is the first program off on the agenda, and basically we're going to try and get folks up to speed on understanding what cover crops are and how they work.
Although the idea of cover crops isn't a new one, it's not an area that many farmers have a lot of management experience with. Plummer says that some are reluctant to try it, but that it's worth learning more.
Not many people remember using cover crops. They're not familiar with it. They're not sure how to do it. It's also another management level within the farming operation on when to get planted in the fall and how to seed it and what seeding rates to use, and then if they're managing it for a cover in the spring for the best water quality, then yeah, how do we control it in the spring? And it'll interfere with my operation. It takes more time. So many folks are a little reluctant to try it just because it takes a lot more management.
Plummer says that using row crops as part of a management plan is happening in Illinois, but we're not as far along in the process as are some of the other Corn Belt states.
It's pretty widespread across the state, but not lots of acres. They're estimating somewhere around 200,000 or 300,000 acres in the state currently. So it's just getting a good start as far as the row crop acres in Illinois. Other states are a little bit farther along in Ohio and Indiana, but Illinois has really just gotten started in the last 2 years.
If using cover crops to improve water quality and nutrient management on your farm sounds like something you're interested in, find out more about this conference online at www.swcs.org/covercrops. That's www.swcs for Soil Water Conservation Service.org/covercrops. Advanced registration through January 21st is only $49. From Illinois Corn, I'm Tricia Braid.
6:27 on this Friday morning from FM 106. Here's an update of activities of Section 19 of the Illinois FFA.
Okay, whenever you're ready. Hello, my name is Tommy Justison, and I serve as the 2012-2013 Section 19 reporter. And here's what happened in our section in November. The Section 19 Agricultural Sales CDE was held on November 7th at Pena High School. Members participated in a wide variety of career experience activities encompassing the ag sales field. Teams included five members who competed in each of the specific areas. The areas included sales presentation, cold call, product display, customer relations, and order taking. Members learned the different skills that they would need to be acquired to be a successful salesperson. We had quite a few members that participated in this, and they did very well, and the winners went on to the state CDE, which was held the following weekend. The job interview contest was held on November 12th at Pena High School as well. Members in the section had the opportunity to participate in a mock job interview, which was complete with letters of recommendation, a cover and follow-up letter, an application, and the actual interview. The skills and experience learned will be easily applied as members venture out and to find a job. I was chosen as the first place, and Lucy Weddle of Pena placed second. We will both move on to District 4 job interview contest on January 30th. And what was interesting about that is that each of the members that participated are getting this unique experience that they go in and they talk about what job exactly that they were qualified for, and you could pick from any different job that you wanted to. And so this gives the members an opportunity to mock what a job interview would be as they turn of age of 16 and older and go out into the workforce. The Green Hand Quiz Bowl was held on November 12th as well. This was a busy night, also at Pena. The first year members gathered in teams of five to put their knowledge of FFA to the buzzer. Questions encompassed the history of FFA, statistics, officers, advisors, and symbols in the FFA. Rounds were moderated by the section officers, and matches required a double elimination with winners and losers bracket. The losers bracket winner had the opportunity to face the winner of the winners bracket to try once more for first place. And Hillsborough did just that. And even after winning the first match, they just narrowly lost the second match, which would have clinched the title. And so the Shelbyville FFA chapter won first place after defeating Hillsborough in their second match. The Nokomis FFA chapter came in third, and the Pena came in fourth. Other chapters competing were Cowden-Herrick, Greenville, Mulberry Grove, Ramsey, and Vandalia. Members from Section 19 gathered at Pena High School on November 12th as well to compete in the Section Grain Fair. Members exhibited corn, soybeans, wheat, alfalfa, grass hay, and clover seed. Members exhibited their crops to judge who asked them questions about its growth, fertilizers, and techniques on growing their successful crops. This was not held in competition of each other, but rather as an individual status, meaning that the member had the opportunity to receive a blue ribbon all the time, along with a premium for each of the placings. I personally exhibited some of the corn and soybeans that we grow on the farm, and did very well and learned a little bit as well, so that was very nice. And then on November 20th, the Section Agronomy Contest was held at Lakeland College in Mattoon. Teams consisted of five members with five rotations. Each member took a test. They identified the 20 different weeds, 20 different crops, and identified soils and land descriptions, which we learned about on sophomore year of ag studies, and judge samples of corn, soybeans, wheat, alfalfa hay, and rank them from best to worst.
And that was Tommy Justison of the Hillsborough FFA chapter, the Section 19 reporter. In other farm news on this Friday, Smithfield Foods reports it successfully transitioned 38% of pregnant sows on its company-owned farms in the United States from individual gestation stalls to group housing systems by the end of 2012. The decision to convert to group housing systems was made in 2007 based on input from Smithfield's customers. Smithfield says their current progress keeps the company on track to finish the conversion to group housing on all company-owned farms in the United States by the year 2017. The state climatologist says 2012 was Illinois' second warmest and 10th driest year on record. The average temperature statewide in 2012 was 55.5 degrees, 3.3 degrees above normal. Illinois averaged just more than 30 inches of rainfall in 2012, which was about 10 inches below normal. Our guest on the Saturday Farm Show is local historian Chick Bishop of Litchfield. We'll talk about the horses ridden by movie and television stars in the early westerns. The Farm Show will be heard Saturday morning at 6:15 on FM 106 and Saturday afternoon at 12:45 on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Right now, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat trading at 7:54, down 1.5. May wheat trading at 7:63.5, down 1.25. March wheat trading at 6:87.75, down 1.5. May corn trading at 6:89.75, down 1.5. January soybeans trading at 14.04, down a penny. March beans trading at 13:86.5, and that is unchanged. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Friday, and brought to you by EnviroFoam of America.